This whole podcast is Raven flirting with me, and I like it. Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of Dress Down. Today, I wore bat vampire jewelry for our guest, for our special guest today, Raven Grimm. Welcome.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me. I can't believe you wore that for me. I was going to compliment them, but then I was like enamored by everything else first. So
thanks.
It was coming.
Yeah, I had them from Halloween, from our bat shoot. Actually, I wore them for our bat shoot that we did in October.
Very cute. I
was like, this feels right. You know what I mean?
I'm glad you think so. That was fun. That was a fun shoot.
Thanks. Well, welcome. I'm so glad to have you.
Thank you for having me.
We haven't seen each other since that shoot, I don't think. Since the clown bat back-to-back Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I loved that shoot. Well, both of them. I think they were both really, really great. I was going to say something about that, and now I've forgotten. But it feels like a blink of an eye, like the time that we've been apart.
No, I totally agree. I'm glad that you're here because I'm excited to spend more time with you. It was so much fun. I was thinking about it on the way here, actually, that sometimes you never really know how group photo shoots are going to go, especially with that many people. Mm-hmm. There were a ton of people, and it was so cool that that one was so seamless and nice, and I don't know, everything just sort of came together.
I feel like it did so well. Everyone was like super chill. I mean, I feel like at least we all got to know each other a little bit, like mm-hmm. online first. I feel like that's like the theme of our lives anyway.
Yeah.
But yeah. So, I mean, that's good. I think that was our first time meeting in person, mm-hmm. right? It was cute. It was really cute.
All the content
was so good too.
Yeah.
October was crazy. October was a lot.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, but we've naturally segued. No. Do you feel, because I feel like this, and you are, like, your brand is very horror, spooky, but, like, cute as well. I feel like you're so, like, you are so nice, and it, like, exudes from you, and so, like, your content, you look, like, you have the
spooky, it's okay, you can say it.
brand, but you're so, like, nice in real life.
Thanks. My personality does not match my aesthetic, which is fine. I'm very aware. I've often said I've had the personality of SpongeBob, unfortunately.
SpongeBob.
But yeah, at least I can, like, look scary. That's fine. But when I start talking, the illusion is over.
Do you have the, like...
I try to be mean and scary, like, personality-wise. Yeah. It doesn't work.
So do I, actually.
Really?
It also doesn't work.
Sorry, yes. Yeah. It doesn't work. No, you're so sweet.
No. Everyone always sends me that Bubbles meme where she's like, I am hardcore.
You should do Bubbles. Have you done Bubbles?
A long time ago, but I would love to do it
again. You are naturally Bubbles, now that you just said it.
Wow. Yeah.
With the eyes and the hair, you must.
I'm in. Okay. Convinced. Okay. Consider me
good.
Convinced.
Good.
But October, do you have this problem where you have this spooky brand and then October comes around and you feel like you have to, like, double down on spooky content and content in general, and then you don't have time to, like, enjoy October?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's a lot that I can say about October. I mean, it's fun and I love it, don't get me wrong, but I feel like I get, like, rented out more, if that makes sense. Before here, I lived in New York, so I moved here last year, and then being in LA in October and, like, available for all the things that I missed out on living in New York, mm-hmm. I would think I was out, like, every single day, multiple times a day. I always say I'm gonna start content, you know, for spooky month and October and everything ahead of time.
Yeah.
I never do.
Never do either.
Never do.
Not one
you
time.
You get me so well. But yeah, so then I'm, like, out of content and, like, struggling to keep up, but then I'm out and it's hard to, it's enjoyable, but you know what I mean? Like, it's just a lot. And then my brain doesn't have time to catch up. Neither does my content. Yeah. Maybe I'll start early this year.
You know what? I'm manifesting this for us.
Actually, the clowns and bat shoot, like, kept me afloat that whole time. We had so much content and I just kept posting it. And, like, I was like, yes.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Me too.
I still have some that
I loved
posted.
That. I actually do too.
Yes.
Do you? So, like, I noticed during my little creepy Google search that I do
I
before
that.
Every guest comes on here. I saw that you were from New York. I was also born in New York.
Were you really?
And then I moved to Florida, and then I moved to California, and I saw that you lived in Florida as well. And I was like,
"Wait, that comes up?
That's so cool."
I'll show you.
Nothing weird. I think it was famousbirthdays.com.
Really?
Yeah. Weird. They also always have the weirdest information about people. Lately, it's been better.
That's good.
But
we'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so crazy, though. Wait, so which one did you like the best here, Florida or New York?
So I was born in New York. Okay. I grew up in Florida, so I didn't spend a ton of time in my adult life in New York, although I did visit a lot because that's where a lot of my family was. But I like New York a lot. I love New York.
Like city or?
Yes.
Else? Okay.
Well, both. I was born upstate.
Okay.
And that's where my parents are from.
No, no way. Well, we'll discuss further details later. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Actually, don't hate me. I can't stand New York.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I like New York City to visit. Mm-hmm. Living there for me is a lot.
Yeah, actually, I totally agree. I never lived there.
That's fair. Yeah.
Well, it's that I can remember.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I remember like being a child and being like, I don't know about this in New York, but it's, how do I describe it? It's just a lot. I think that's what it is. And I just prefer like a little bit more calm than that. But I mean, LA is not calm either. One day I'll be suburban a little bit, isolate myself. But yeah, the weather here is immaculate. New York weather is like Florida weather now.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's like a big driver. I don't know if you remember it, but
the New York weather.
Yeah.
I know it's cold. My brother lived there up until very recently.
Yeah.
And he would send me these photos of him walking through the snow, like all bundled up.
Yeah.
And it's cold. Yeah, I know. I was like, ooh, it couldn't be me.
We used to get a lot of snow there when I was like a kid. And then it stopped and I heard they got snow this year and it was like 10 degrees a few days. And I was like, no thanks. I'm like, glad I'm in LA. But then the summers are like disgustingly hot. Don't let me talk anymore because I'll just rip on New York.
This whole podcast is about you talking. So
no,
please.
Can it be about you talking?
Us talking. Both talking.
Okay.
Both yapping. So you like California. Do you like living here then? You just moved here last year?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I thought you've been here forever and ever. I don't know why.
I visited before I moved a bunch. But yeah, it feels like I've been here forever, but it's been literally, I think, like a year, maybe like a little bit longer. But yeah, like a year. I like it. The weather is just unmatched. And I feel like weather depression is a real thing.
Yes.
And it helped me not like stay inside 24/7. Mm-hmm. Like in New York, I feel like there's nothing going on for, like, for our profession and like everybody's out here. And
totally.
Just in general, I think New York is great for like high fashion and finance. Mm-hmm. But out here, everything else. And yeah, I leave my house now. So that's cool.
Yeah. You're here.
I am. You're here. So yeah, if I was in New York, well, I guess if our timeline matched up, then we would, but it didn't. So here we are now. Which is
great. Here we are now. Yeah. I just moved here last August.
Oh, really?
So a year before last August. Sorry. So like a year and a half now. So almost similar timeline.
Wow.
Yeah.
Look at us.
And I love it here. Yeah. Maybe. the like counterpart to the spooky, the blonde counterpart to the spookiness.
But you love it here?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good.
I love it here a lot.
Yeah, I would stay.
I'm really glad that I came.
Good.
Do you feel that way?
I'm glad that you came. Yeah. Because we met. So it worked out.
Ew, this whole podcast is Raven flirting with me and I like it.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
I like it. So I want to ask, I know we get asked this all the time, but I am curious, how do, like, what fandoms and like nerdy things were you into like growing up that sort of like shaped your journey into cosplay and like how did you kind of get there?
Okay. I could go on forever. Just stop me if I'm like yapping too much.
I
will go on. But I don't even know where to start. So, I mean, obviously super into anime and like I played more video games when I was younger. And I think with cosplay, my very first cosplay, I don't know if you've ever heard of The World Ends With You. It was a video game, Japanese video game. And I believe it was on the DS. I think it may be multiple systems, but like that's where I played it. So like there were these characters, I think they were called like Reapers or something, and literally the cosplay was like a sweater and jeans, but like they were just like creeping around, like they were kind of like thugs, I think, if I remember correctly. And So I went to the mall one time with my sister and I think my cousin, and we just were cosplaying, but it was a sweater and jeans, and we were just like putting the hoods up and creeping around corners. So I think to other citizens, and this is why I live in Canada, but it might have been really creepy. Good thing we were children, because I think if we weren't, maybe the cops would have been called. It was, anyways, that was my first cosplay experience. So video games and fandom wise, I think Inuyasha and Naruto were like a big part of that. Mm-hmm. My first anime, I think, was maybe Sailor Moon or Shaman King, though. But yeah, mm-hmm. Inuyasha and Naruto, core memories. Big
Did fan, you
yeah.
do the thing where you like stayed up really late to watch it?
Oh yeah, on Adult Swim.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I would set it a timer for like, I think it was like 3 a.m. maybe. Or like Death Note would be on too.
Yeah,
Toonami
yeah.
Tsunami
yeah.
or mm-hmm. whatever it was. I don't know. Yeah, yeah, I did that. You did that too.
I did. I tried. My parents, like, I felt like had a spidey sense every time. No. I was like, ooh, okay. I remember I would always get Code Lyoko.
Code Lyoko. And then, oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah. And then I would like start to play an episode of like Cowboy Bebop or something. Yeah. And then my dad would be like, what's going on
no.
in here?
I feel like those are the only episodes of Cowboy Bebop that I've like seen. That's, mm-hmm. Here's my red flag as an anime lover. I have never watched Cowboy Bebop fully through.
Mm-hmm.
As well as One Piece and Dragon as well, Ball Z.
Okay, I'll meet you. Okay. My nerd red flag in anime is that I've never seen Naruto.
Okay.
Yeah.
I get it though, because it's like the same thing as yeah. like I'm not gonna judge. They're Thanks. Long. They're Thanks. So long.
Well, sometimes you just miss it too. I feel like yeah. as a kid you kinda like caught what you did like could.
Yeah, 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 exactly. And then just never picked it back up.
Yeah.
I'm judging. I feel like that's fine.
Yeah. I watched Dragon Ball Z and yeah. Sailor Moon. And obviously, like, Pokemon Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that was kind of my anime. That was, like, the extent of my anime, sort of.
Yeah.
I was a gamer kid.
That's so fair. So, well, so what were your favorite besides World of Warcraft?
World of Warcraft, for sure. I think I know what game you're talking about.
Which one?
The World Ends With Us. Was it, like, a JRPG? Or am I thinking of something else?
It was, like, they're in Shibuya, and I don't remember much else, except the guy had like orange hair and they would like fight artsy looking demon
I
things
was gonna
with pins.
Say I think I've played this.
Yeah, there's an anime adaptation now, which I don't even know how, because I didn't know it was like that popular of a mm-hmm. game. But yeah, I mean, if you remember what I just said, then I'm sure that's it, because I don't know if there's any other game.
Yeah,
that's, like, really...
it's like a fuzzy picture I'm like thinking of.
Yeah,
was it like Persona style almost?
Kind of.
I think I did play that game.
Yeah, you probably did.
Yeah,
it was a good game. I should probably pick it up again. I know they have like a new version, but mm-hmm. I don't have time to do anything.
Same. Same.
Just crafting.
Same. Are there any games you're playing right now?
Don't judge me. No.
I would never do that.
It's okay if you do.
No.
I understand.
I have an embarrassing one too.
Really?
That I can throw out after.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, I feel like I haven't played anything. Like, I haven't even been on my PC in so long.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, because I leave the house now, so that's you know, that's a little time consuming, and then uh-huh. catching up on anime too.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like I prioritize that over like gaming. But some games I do love. I love the Mortuary Assistant, not anime related.
Uh-huh.
But like,
I
like
played
that.
Yes. I didn't love it, but that's because I'm a big fat baby when it comes to scary games.
No, that's okay. It's the sound. If you take the headphones off and you
yeah.
play, you'll be fine.
Oh my god, it really is the sound.
Yeah,
yeah.
But I like it. I feel like it's one of the scarier ones. Mm-hmm. And Outlast is good too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really core games.
Very on brand. I feel
I'm really stereotypical. Yeah. I mean, you could look at me and tell exactly what I like, which is fine.
No, but I love horror games. I have like a stipulation though that I talk about on stream a lot.
What is
that?
It?
If I can like fight back.
I enjoy the
game,
okay.
But if I have to run and hide from things, I usually am like, oh, maybe not.
I feel like that's so valid, though. However, I guess I have issues and I like to be scared, so there's that.
What game? So Mortuary Assistant you're playing right now?
I play it sometimes. I really haven't been playing anything, but those are some I love that when I do play. Mm-hmm. I rage quit Elden Ring really early.
Really?
Yeah. I haven't picked it back up since. So
that's so funny.
I'm an embarrassment. What are you playing?
I tried Elden Ring. I had some friends, shout out Jordan, who told me to download it. And I tried playing it a little bit. And I'd never played any sort of Souls-like game yeah. before at all. And I didn't know about the little notes that people leave. So I've only ever played RPGs where like the notes are tutorial tips. So I was taking all of them at face value, doing everything that they said because I thought that that was real.
I love that. And I think that's wonderful and sweet.
Thanks.
I didn't know about the notes either. I actually forgot about them until you just brought it up again.
Really?
So, yeah, I didn't know
I
either.
Spent so long, because I'm also like a weird completionist where I want to do all of the side quests, otherwise the game's not done.
Yeah.
So I saw a little note that was like, go behind the building, there's treasure. And I spent so long
That's
looking
so creepy.
For
Who
it.
Wrote that?
I don't know. And then in the very beginning, it was like, jump off to the next place. And I was like, sick. All right,
oh
and
my
I jumped
God.
Off.
Wait, that's so like, funny.
You died.
Sometimes I forget, like in certain games, there's fall damage because, like in Okami, there's not fall damage, and that's like the game of my life, I think. Mm-hmm. And yeah, there's no fall damage in that. So
I forget that as well. I love just jumping off a cliff.
Me too.
And
I love jumping off cliffs. It's so much fun.
It's so fun.
Wait, actually, is there fall damage? I feel like there's not though. I don't think there's fall damage.
I'm going to say it's canon that there's no fall damage.
I'm pretty sure there's no fall damage. I just had to double check, though, because it's been a while. But, like, to your point of completing everything, there's, like, these beads that you get, like, a special thing at the end if you collect them all. And then I'll feel that way, like, completionist style. But I can never find the beads.
Mm-hmm.
So I give up. Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah.
I played a lot of Halo and stuff growing up. Right now I'm playing Indiana Jones and the Great Circle on stream. And then in my spare time, I play Clue on my phone.
Clue is fun.
Clue has a mobile game.
They have a mobile game now.
Yeah.
Interesting. I like it. Is it like interactive and like online?
You can play against other people or you can play against the computers.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, what about
solve the mystery?
Oh, the mystery. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Clue is fun. But what about Mario Party?
I love Mario Party.
Yeah.
I have a Nintendo 64 and I have the like Mario Party original
one is so
2
good.
And 3.
Yeah, I think 3 is my favorite.
3
is my
favorite.
That's
too.
GameCube one, right? Mm-hmm. GameCube was so much fun. I used to have DDR, like Mario DDR on it. DDR, my favorite game, I think,
are
actually,
you
besides
a
of comedy.
DDR person too?
You are?
Yes.
It's round one time.
Yeah.
Pause the cameras. We're leaving.
It's round one time. I love round one so much. I love DDR and I love claw machines. It was like my two favorite things in the world.
I'm super bad at claw machines, but I love them too. But DDR is something else. It's fun. I love it.
It is fun.
I need to like up my skills though again. I used to have like the mat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. GameCube was like so ahead of its time.
I agree.
Yeah. It was great.
I totally agree. I loved the GameCube. I still have mine.
Yeah.
But I don't think I have any GameCube games for it. I think I just have it because I will never throw it away.
That's okay. I said I have mine, but I have another one that wasn't my original one. It's fine. It counts.
It does count. It totally
Pokemon
counts.
Pokemon Coliseum. So. All of the memories are coming back to me now because you just brought up like everything that I've ever loved.
Good. So, I love that. I feel like we love a lot of the same things. I loved Pokemon Coliseum. Did you ever play the game where, like, the Pokemon puzzle game where you had to match all the colors? Or is that a deep cut?
Maybe.
I've never.
Perhaps. You'd have to tell me.
I got weirdly obsessed with that game because I loved Sabrina a lot, the trainer, like the psychic gym leader.
I was like the teenage witch.
No.
I'm sorry.
I don't know why. And you could play as her.
The characters are important.
Really fun. Yeah, I agree.
Playing as your character.
Do you have a favorite Pokemon?
Maybe Rayquaza or like Umbreon. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Umbreon's like really stereotypical, so I have to pick another one.
No, that's fine.
Or like any of like the evolutions.
I feel like nothing is stereotypical now that there's like 1,000,000 Pokemon.
Don't
I
ask
only
me
know the first one.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. No, I even like Gen 2, I'm like, some of them. But I think Umbreon might be Generation 2. Maybe. I'm not sure. I don't remember.
I think so too.
Yeah. Gen 1, Gen 2. After that, nothing in the brain at all.
Mm-hmm.
I had a lot of Yu-Gi-Oh cards though. I feel like I had way more Yu-Gi-Oh cards than Pokemon cards, but I had more Pokemon figures than Yu-Gi-Oh figures. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yu-Gi-Oh's the shit.
Yeah, I agree.
Can I swear?
Yes.
I'm not gonna anymore though.
You should. I will.
Okay.
I agree. I love Yu-Gi-Oh. I was obsessed with Yu-Gi-Oh! And Pokemon cards, too. I used to mow the neighbor's lawn for money to buy Pokemon cards.
As you should.
Yeah.
That's what kids did back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if that, like, exists anymore because everything's online.
True.
And like, I don't know. It's just different. I feel it like we had a good time. That was like the era and like the Toonami and Adult Swim. Mm-hmm. Just like falling asleep and then waking up to like the anime openings on mm-hmm. TV. But well, I guess we did have to like, we had to LimeWire things and find anime on like sketchy websites.
We did have to LimeWire things. I've broken many a computer.
Me too.
LimeWiring things.
Burning discs. Yeah.
Yeah.
Found some good remixes that way though.
Same.
And some not so good ones.
Yeah.
Some kind
of
scary
Lots
ones.
Of weird presidential speeches.
Yeah.
I downloaded on accident.
You put the CD in the car and it's like, wait, this is not I thought somebody was gonna come to my door and like arrest me for like LimeWire. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Reminiscing is kind of fun.
The things that shaped us into the nerds we are today. Some
yeah. Or like, speaking of that, I guess like Billy and Mandy. It's not anime, but like Billy and Mandy, Invader Zim, mm-hmm. Courage the Cowardly Dog, I think are why I have issues. But they don't make them like that anymore.
They Those really don't. They really don't. I agree. So that's kind of your journey, your lore beginnings of like nerddom, you would say.
My nerddom, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I guess I have to like do an honorable mention to those cartoons. Mm-hmm. Like, because it, for sure. Yeah, Billy and Mandy.
Totally.
Scooby-Doo too, but yeah. Like, I feel like that was less creepy.
No, I loved Billy and Mandy
yeah,
as well.
Yeah, it was so good. Yeah, I don't know how I started rambling off about all of that, but...
I'm glad.
I'm glad. My bad.
I'm agreeing with everything that you're saying.
You don't
just
have
imagine
to
like
me.
Little thumbs up. No, but I want you to know that I do. I do.
Okay.
Everything you're saying has been upvoted by me thus far.
I love that for us. That's great.
Me too. So then how did you, so you started cosplaying in the mall with the sweater, with the hoodie, but how did it, like, what did you do next? Like, you just kept making things, like, how did you go to cons?
Yeah, my childhood was kind of all over the place, so I don't really remember that much after that, to be honest. That's, like, I think the only cosplay I had done for a while. I was really young. I think I was probably, like, 11. So after that, I think... I just like went to school like a normal child and nerded out at home. Mm-hmm. And I would like wear like gothic princess stuff mostly and like anime, like things that I could find. Like I said before, I'm not on here, but I like would have to go to Chinatown and stuff to get all these things and didn't have like money as a kid really. So it was kind of like difficult for me. And I didn't really start, I guess like, cosplaying until I was able to like acquire things. I wasn't very crafty as a child besides like painting, I guess. Mm-hmm. So like that was more my outlet. And then as I got older, I got like back into it. And I was like, why did I? Actually, that's a lie. I remember now. Do you remember? I think her name was like Nano from Bleach, maybe. She was like a second lieutenant to...
I didn't watch Bleach.
It's okay. No, it's okay. She was somebody, and like I would do easy cosplays like that. Mm-hmm. I remember I did that for like one Halloween when I was like younger because it was just like a black robe and like she put her hair up like
mm-hmm,
that.
Mm-hmm.
I think she had glasses, maybe. I don't remember. But yeah, so easy stuff like that, and then like cosplaying like came back. I think when I was over 18, and I was just like able to do it and buy things mm-hmm. and make things.
It gets really expensive really fast. Yeah. Cosplay.
Yeah. Everything. Everything's yeah. cosplay. My room is a mess. I have many cosplays. But
yeah.
I think it's fun. And like that's my journey was kind of weird, but I've always had a love for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about like horror stuff?
Yeah.
You always loved that as well.
Simultaneous. Yeah. I mean, like, I think most Halloweens growing up, besides the cosplay Halloweens, I spent as a vampire. So yeah.
Nice.
Or a witch. But yeah. That would be just like my constant Halloween go-to, and it still is, because I'm like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm sure you know, like the cosplayer Halloween now is you don't do anything.
Uh-huh.
But we live in LA, so I feel like that's not a thing anymore.
I know. Yeah. It used to be like my day off of cosplay. Yeah. Halloween parties. Yeah. I'd be like, I'm showing up in a onesie and everyone's gonna like it
because yeah.
I'm over wearing
You're
a
like,
wig.
I do this all year round. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much. But I feel like it was the same thing, similar, mm-hmm. synonymous.
What was your like favorite horror franchise that like you grew up on, like okay. that you specifically remember loving?
That's so like hard. They don't make them like they used to. Horror franchises. I mean, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say I grew up on it because I think it was 2000 like 13 okay. when I started. But like, I love the Conjuring franchise. I think it's great. Mm-hmm. My first horror movie ever, I think, was like The Cave or something, which leads me to The Descent. I don't know if you've ever seen that one.
I've love heard it. I haven't seen it.
It's freaky. They don't make them like that anymore. Love The Descent. And like other just individual, I guess, movies. Mm-hmm. Obviously, like Halloween is great and like Friday the 13th is great, but I'm not really like that much of a slasher girl. Like paranormal. What about you?
Okay. Scary movies, I didn't watch a lot of and still don't. I am such a baby. I am terrified in general a lot of the time. When it comes to like scary movies, I usually like thriller or like
plot
mystery,
like plot.
Yeah, yeah, sort of, yeah. Yeah, 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 yeah.
So haunted houses then?
I
do you go? Do you
like... I do. I love haunted okay, houses. Okay. I do. I love Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah,
I love going. I love being
so you're not
scared.
A baby. It's just it's fun to be scared.
It is fun to be scared.
You're not a baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I do have to watch horror movies like with the lights on, with
me
people
too.
Like. It's hard for me to sit down. I, like maybe no, like so a little fine. Distracted even. Maybe like working on a cosplay.
It's great for the background. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to be able to like do that like with all the lights off by myself watching horror movies. I think I got babyish when I started growing up. But I was like a brave child. I don't know. I don't know. It's really weird.
Yeah.
But I get that. Mm-hmm. I get that a lot. I have to definitely watch. If I'm watching it alone, like I can barely do that now. Mm-hmm. Weenie Hut Juniors is where we should go.
Weenie Hut Juniors, that's me.
Yay! That's how we get along. I think we're the same person.
Totally. But I've always loved Halloween Horror Nights, and I love doing the houses and seeing the sets and seeing the makeup and seeing the characters. It's like
the production's great.
The whole nine.
Yeah, and it's like I'm sure you look at all those things like when you go to things like that, like the set production and the design, just like the costumes and the makeup. Like they come out to scare you. I was like, oh my god, that costume is great! Like great job on the prosthetics. Like that must have taken so long.
They're like, what?
Yeah. I don't. Did you go to the one? It was like I think it was the Goosebumps one. It wasn't very scary last year. Halloween Horror Nights, and they had. Like this giant, I don't know what it was. I think it was for the new Goosebumps movie. So I didn't see that one, but it was like something about being frozen over. And there was like this giant ice dude.
Uh-huh.
He was crazy looking, but I was like that makeup looks great.
Yeah.
And then he posed for a video because he just like got the vibes. And I was like, that's great.
Nice.
But unfortunately it wasn't scary. I'm still waiting to be scared. I went to like every like haunt last October. October was a time.
Really? Yeah.
Not every single one, but most of them. Yeah.
Okay, so then two questions.
Yeah.
I saw that you went to 17th Door, which is like a horror experience here. I wanted to ask you about that because if you still haven't been scared and you did that, that's crazy.
Well, so how do I describe it? The scariest part of that for me, which wasn't scary, but it was the entrance is like a dark, long, flickering hallway. And I personally, in horror movies and in life, I think that like those are the scariest things, like the hidden stuff and like not showing everything, the suspense and just like wondering like what could come around the corner.
Letting us scare ourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because my mind goes crazy. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. You get it. So that was scary. But like, again, I am more of like a paranormal person. And so the 17th Door like is really cool, but like I think it's partly because I know it's safe also. So like all the rooms are really quick. They're what are they like 90 seconds or 60 seconds? I don't know. They're really, really short. And it's like more like real life. Like if I can remember correctly, there was like the hair, like the barber room, and you just go in and he would just like yell at you and ask you if you like want to shave your head or something, and like it's not like scary. And then if you are scared of bugs, they'll put like a cockroach on you. And normally, like if I was like at home and there was a cockroach, I would be screaming my head off, but because I knew it was there, I was like fine. It was like on me and I was like okay, but normally I'd be freaking out, but I know it's like coming, I guess. And what was another room? There was like a ball pit room. So like you drown in plastic balls.
Sorry,
it heard me talking about bugs. Like, bugs?
Yeah.
No, you're fine. But yeah, the ending room for this, which was changed actually. I heard it was scarier the previous year, but it was like a ball pit. Basically, you just drown in the ball pit and they're chanting balls like the whole time. So if you're scared of like claustrophobia, there was like a room you go in, and I did previously say before I went that I was gonna opt out of it, but there's like not even time to opt out because it just happens so fast. But like there's like a sheet of latex or silicone or something, and like it, like you go against the wall and it comes down on you and like squishes your face for like, I don't know, maybe 15 seconds, but there's a countdown and you hear it, so like you know you're safe. Otherwise I would have freaked out, because like that scares me, like being squished and claustrophobic like that. Mm-hmm. But that's like the kind of horror that 17th door was. So if you're scared of like those situations and being tased was not that fun, but scary.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Yeah.
I think what scared me was that I heard that they shave your head.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's terrifying.
So you don't, yeah. I was like gonna opt out of that too. If they were gonna make me shave my head, I would be like, absolutely not. But like, yeah, they don't make you do it, and like one person in the room like can do it. I think like there's only time for that. So the person I went with, he does like horror on YouTube. Mm-hmm. And so he wanted to go to the experience and everything, and he had his head kind of shaved, which I think is fine. Like, his hair was short, he'll grow back. Mm-hmm. But then I had heard that for women, like, they'll take your eyelash or something. And I think I offered it to him, and he was like, I don't want your eyelash. And I was like, awesome, thank you.
Like, oh my gosh.
But I don't think that they make you do stuff there. So like McKinney Manor, have you heard of that?
Yeah,
that one's scary
in Tennessee. I wouldn't do that. Right?
Yeah, I think the owner got like arrested or something, like that I would not do.
Yeah,
know? And that's scary because it's not actually safe,
right? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. I think that's part of it.
Yeah,
I think a huge part. He wants you to not know if it's okay or not, which is so scary.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I heard they got like dragged through the mud and like eat actual dog food and like I don't know. That's not safe. That's not
yeah,
safe.
Yeah, yeah.
But part of that is being like the not knowing if you're gonna be safe. Yeah, I think that would scare me. But
yeah,
paranormal scarier than like that stuff to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree. Cause there's so much unknown about the paranormal stuff. You scare yourself. Like,
yeah, so. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I think I've uncovered my problem thanks to you. I'm scaring myself, and that's what it is.
Yeah.
What have I done to myself? But I hope there will be a haunt in the future that's like pretty scary. I did like Knots. I thought Knots was fun. The production was really cool, but I didn't get scared. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Did you go?
I did go for the first time last year. Yeah.
Me too, was my first time. I would go back. I loved Knots. I thought it was really fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I liked it a lot.
And the rides at night. Oh, I'm sorry, I cut you off.
No. We ended up accidentally going on the very, very last day that it happened. Oh. So there was no lines at all. And it was so cool because we got to like walk onto everything. But also, because it was the last day, I think everyone was exhausted. So all the scare actors and stuff were like,
they were like, get out of here.
Yeah.
That's fair. I mean, they're long. I remember, I think they're like the walkthroughs were pretty long, which was great, but I can imagine them being exhausted. The makeup was really cool though. Mm-hmm. I liked it. And the night rides, fun. I liked that. I think the least scary one was probably Six Flags. Have you been to their haunts? Mm-mm. They have like, I'm sorry. But yeah, like it was more like a set walkthrough. And then like you couldn't even find like the haunts anywhere. Like you have to really look because they just didn't have any like signage or just anything. It was weird. Just like a normal park, and then just in a corner randomly would be like a haunt. And I was like, the rides are fun though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of excited for October again now. I'm not ready yet, but I'm
excited. Same.
Yeah.
Not till we start our content, then October can come.
We should start now. We're going to do it.
We should start now. Do you have any big plans for this year, or you haven't really thought about it yet? Hi, everyone. I'm here to tell you that if you haven't checked out our Patreon yet, then you are missing out on a bunch of additional content and extra goodies. Each week, we have a whole bonus episode with our guest where we get into more personal topics than we do on the regular YouTube channel. Additional tiers get access to bonus videos, BTS content, the ability to actually ask our guest questions, and these awesome gold signed collectible Polaroids that each of our guests take here in the studio. So be sure to check out patreon.com/dressdownpod so you don't miss out. Now, let's get back to our show. Do you have any big plans for this year, or you haven't really thought about it yet?
I don't really want to think about it yet, to be honest.
Okay.
But I should. I really should. I know. But I feel like things will come up. Like if I plan right now, I feel like there will be plenty of things that will come up and I'll like have to change my plan. So I'm going to try not to do that.
Mm-hmm.
We should plan for Anime Expo though. I'd like trying to plan. having Stella make me some stuff.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Is that a secret right now?
I don't think it's a secret. Stella? Stella? No. I asked her to make me a Sango from Inuyasha. I think it'd be really fun. But yeah, that'd be fun. And Sesshomaru's armor. So, because I did that cosplay. See, I made that one myself and it fell apart. So, yeah. I did do it really lazily, like you were saying before. And it's just like, just glue here. Like,
yeah,
that's what I did.
A lot of cosplay, especially for conventions, it's like we start too late.
I started late. Yeah.
And then we're in the hotel room frantically trying to figure it out. And then it's truly coming together at the last second. And then its purpose is to just be okay for that day. Yeah. Uh-huh.
And photos.
Yeah. And photos. Yeah. There's always time to like revamp it and fix it later, although I don't know how many times I've actually ever done that.
You make me feel so validated right now. Don't do that though. I can't.
Yeah.
It's true.
I get it. I do.
You do.
That's so good. How did cosplay sort of become your job then?
I think the rise of TikTok is what really did that for me. Prior to that, I was a makeup artist for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I was always doing, like I did like a Naruto makeup look one time and just like the actual anime eyes and stuff like that. So I'd always done like Shigos and like cosplay makeup. Mm-hmm. But it was never really my job. Like I'd always done social media, since like the old YouTube days, the scene days and everything. And then COVID and the creator boom. Mm-hmm, yeah, mm-hmm. That's what happened for me with TikTok. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's really it. There's nothing interesting behind that except for that's what happened.
I think that's really interesting, though. Yeah. You said you were a makeup artist. Mm. I saw on your YouTube a bunch of like special effects videos. I saw one that was like a smoky eye tutorial, but then there was one where you were like doing special effects, like no neck style stuff. And that was really, really cool.
Thanks. Yeah, I loved special effects and just illusions and stuff like that. I would still do it, but I feel like I don't know. I always say I'm going to do more like makeup tutorials and then I just like don't, because I guess to our point earlier, like there's so many social platforms and so many like requirements and things that we have to do. And it just always like gets pushed back, I guess. But yeah, special effects was really fun. I used to love prosthetics and like scar wax and just a lot of that, and like blood, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought it was really cool. I feel like I learned all of my makeup techniques from makeup YouTube. So
I was excited.
I wanted to go back and watch some of them, see how you apply stuff.
Don't do that, because I was young and I was bad. I could definitely do it better now, but no, it's fine. I appreciate the love. Makeup YouTube is fun, and I learned a lot from makeup YouTube too. And it was a different time. I feel like makeup was huge in social media. I think it was like 2016 maybe. Mm-hmm. Still never took off for me though, but it's fine. I'm glad it worked out the way it did. I still love makeup and I think it's really like applicable in like our field too. So it's fun. It's still fun. And like your makeup was incredible. So you obviously learned well.
Wow, thanks.
I've seen it in person. Yeah, it's great.
I always struggle with, do I want to look normal in real life and then look like I don't have any makeup on the camera, or kind of a little too much in person, but then look like I just have normal makeup on in camera, since it doesn't translate sort of.
I think people like don't really realize that. So like, mm-hmm. like what you were saying, like makeup, you have to like put so much more on for it to show up the way you want on camera. Mm-hmm. I also struggle with that. I feel like, I don't know where I really lean. I feel like sometimes I do a little bit less and then I'm like, damn, I should have done more. Mm-hmm. 'Cause it just doesn't pick up like the right way, like you said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it. Yeah, or like no makeup, but it's like heavy makeup.
Yeah, the whole clean girl aesthetic trend that is happening. Mm-hmm. I tried, but I don't know, spent 8 years of my life doing like the full beat for cosplay.
And that just ends up like
I was like, stop. No, please. Eyeliner gets bigger and bigger. Yeah. I can't stop it.
I like recently transitioned to doing mostly like eyeshadows, eyeliner. I maybe I'm just being lazy though, but like I used to do like giant wings, I feel like. Mm-hmm. And then I mean I think it's really good for like cosplay too. And then mm-hmm. you know the rise of like Douyin makeup and Red Note makeup. Mm-hmm. I think that's really helpful because their products are just like revolutionary. Mm-hmm. And like the way that they do things, like I love the blurred lip. I don't know if you've mm-hmm. seen that. I think it's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like that's been really great too. The clean girl aesthetic though, I couldn't do it either. It's really hard.
It's
so hard to not do more.
Yeah.
It's so difficult. I went out without eyelashes on the other day and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
It's kind of a problem.
I get it though.
Yeah.
I get it. I did my color analysis. I don't know if you've done it.
I haven't. I wanted to, though.
I did it here in LA, and she told me to use brown eyeliner, and I tried for a little while.
Yeah. Did you like it?
And I did really like it, but it was almost like I would do the brown, and then I would put the eyelashes on well, the eyelashes have a black band, and now I have to sort of blend it, and then I just started doing black again. Eyeliner. Yeah.
What about brown eyelashes?
I have never looked for them, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm sure they exist.
I think they exist, and they're generally, like, dark brown, but mm-hmm. I understand, like, the trepidation with that. I would be hesitant as well. And then probably just go back to black. Yeah. I'm biased, though, so.
Eyelashes are one of the things, almost like chapstick, where I just assume I always have one and then can never find it when I need it.
Yeah. I buy in bulk now.
Yeah.
Bulk, but, like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, which one are yours? Because they look really good.
One of the Ardell CVS ones.
Really?
Yeah.
They look really good. I was going to say, like, I wonder if we were using the same ones because, like, I only use Kiss You Do You lashes now. Mm-hmm. So I'm just, like, obsessed with the shape. Mm-hmm. And those look similar. Like,
maybe
I
they
like
are.
The spikies.
Yeah. Me too. Yeah. I like the anime where it's, like, big, small.
Me too. But then when they're, like, manga lashes, they are never long enough. Mm-hmm. Like, does that make mm-hmm. sense? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, they're always just the cheap-looking ones that are, like, I don't know how to describe it. I have the picture in my head. You understand what I'm saying.
I understand. They might not understand,
It's fine. Look it up. You'll get it. Yeah. But they're never long enough. So, like, right. I don't know. I won't wear any other eyelashes on these now. This is not sponsored. It should be.
I feel like you should, because I read that you collaborated with, like, Killstar before. No? Was that fake info on the internet? Okay.
Yeah, I've bought from them in the past.
Scratch that from the record. Well, I was gonna say, I feel like cosplay needs like horror, spooky themed makeup line, and I'm here to pitch that to you.
You know, I have thought about that, and there was perhaps something in the works, but not like actually. It's a seed of a thought. It's hard. There's so many. I feel like everybody comes out with a makeup line. And like before, you know, all this, I actually was in college for like cosmetics and like, well, advertising and marketing, but with a focus in cosmetics. My school had a lab and that's what I wanted to do. My back's really messed up, so I couldn't go in person anymore. So then they had to switch out my major to not that. Mm. So I never got to access the lab. But I think if I was to ever do that, it's a lot. I'd have to go back to basics on that.
Yeah, yeah.
But it would be interesting.
Just a think I thought I it. Would plant that seed.
Thank you.
Like, that would be cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think about it. I would love to start like a gothic lifestyle brand, but I have so much love for like everything in the space that like I would think I would just have to sell everything. Mm. And that would be really difficult. Apparently, I don't know
which
how to speak.
Is a word.
Apparently. I can't say apparently and not say that. I'm sorry. Moving on. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
I've never been on Lux.
I'm pulling up my notes. My long, extensive Google searching.
I'm curious what it says on there. So I read one once and it said I was from Germany. I was like, I'm not sure where you got that.
Really?
But no.
I also read that your first cosplay was Raven from Teen Titans.
That's super not
Is that
true.
Wrong as well?
Yeah, I wonder okay. where they got that.
I don't know. Someone's out weird. Here reporting falsely about you.
Oh, people say like weird shit. I'm sorry. I keep swearing. People say weird things all the time.
You can swear as much. I swear all the time.
It's just really, you know how like we have to censor ourselves for certain places.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
just,
yeah.
I'm trying to make it a habit. It's not working.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I get it.
What, so what else did it say about me?
I get it. That's all I can remember off the top of my head. Let me see. I was going to say, or I was going to ask, speaking of makeup stuff, do you have any makeup tips for cosplayers who might be listening?
Yeah, I mean, I think the most important thing, generalization, is just like have fun with it and don't put too much pressure on yourself. I'm sure you would say that to people too. Mm-hmm. It's just like we think too hard, and then it's like if it's not perfect, our life is over. But mm-hmm. Always have a reference, I think, is a really good one. Mm-hmm. If you're like a visual person, I'm super visual. Like I need to look at something and be like, this is how I'm gonna do this. I think something really helpful with like tattoos and stuff in cosplay or like markings is like to print something out, maybe trace it is helpful. I make my life harder all the time and will just freehand it in the mm-hmm. mirror. So I need to switch to that. And then, you know, I feel like that's probably it. Otherwise, just have fun with it because that's what it is. It's for fun. And mm-hmm. tutorials help. Tutorials help. There's certain products, though, that I like and I think are great. Like, if you want your cosplay to stay on and then you're doing body paint, for example, like use alcohol activated paints, mm-hmm. maybe not water based paints because one drop and it's all gone.
It's all over.
So I think that's probably really helpful. Mm-hmm. But water activated is great too. I like water activated for certain things, but yeah, sweating is a big no-no. So there's a big tip for you.
Mm-hmm. I learned recently, because I always have trouble with, I have really bad allergies and my eyes will water and it will ruin my makeup constantly. Yes. Yeah. Dab it in the inner and outer corners with a Q-tip. It works so well.
Yay.
So well.
I hate that. I have allergies too. Are you allergic to everything?
Everything.
Me too. Yeah. Are you allergic to trees?
Trees, grass.
Me too.
Pets in general with hair.
Yeah, me too. Oh my God.
Dust. I did an allergy test recently and found out the scale is like 1 to 10, 10 being like the most severe it could possibly be. And my two dust mites were 26 and 28.
Oh my God.
So I'm like triple over.
Wait, how can you go over the scale? I don't remember there being a scale.
It said 10 plus was severe. I just did it. I needed a couple months ago.
I did it when I was like 10. But yeah, mm-hmm. I hugged a tree once and that's how I found out I was allergic on a school trip.
Oh no. What happened? Did your face?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, swollen eyes and all that. I'm sorry you're allergic to everything.
I'm sorry you're allergic to everything.
Yeah. Do you have asthma?
I do.
Me too.
Wow. It's like we're the same person.
I just knew you were going to say yes. Because just like based on our answer. I'm sorry, but no. It's great.
Have you seen
it's
those?
It's a good plot for us.
I know. Have you seen those little like places you can go to and like decorate things here in LA?
What do you mean?
There's a way to describe it that's much better than the way that I just described it.
I feel like I kind of know what you're talking about, but unless I don't, and maybe it was at a television show or something.
I'm sure that there's a genre.
Pottery or like ceramics?
Kind of. Basically you go there and they have a ton of beads and they have like bags and wallets and that are just bare, and you go and you can use all of them. You can choose colors and like decorate them like Mod Podge style. There's a lot of them around. I'm not sure.
Perhaps. I would say perhaps.
It's a similar vein of like, okay.
You still love ceramics places.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The ceramic. It's very similar to that.
I'm sure I'll see one now that you've mentioned it. It'll probably pop
up. You probably will. Yeah. They do like the fake icing piping and like they fire it in the like thing for you, and you will take it home and it'll take a couple of days to dry. I only know what it is because my roommate Amanda did it like two or three times now. All in all, my point is I want to take my inhaler there and I want to bedazzle my inhaler.
Oh, cute. Yeah.
A cute, like,
I feel like
obnoxious
I've seen
way.
Bedazzled inhalers. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to do that.
I'm sure you'll make it amazing. So you're great at crafting.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see it. Are you going to do like different colors?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
You can
make it armor.
That would be sick.
Could put a sword on it.
I could put a sword on it.
I like that.
I like that idea too. Yeah.
It is kind of armor.
Okay. It is.
The wheels are spinning.
Yes.
Up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I love this. This is a good idea.
We can
good
make matching idea. Inhalers.
You want to make matching bedazzled inhalers?
I haven't had to use mine since I was a kid, though, thankfully. But
Really?
Yeah. I went on a bike trail one time and I was like, wait a second, this is a bad idea. I was like, got off the bike. I was like wheeling it. I was like, did they make you do the wheeze machine?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried to fake it. Didn't work.
I still do mine. I do it before I like work out.
That's actually really smart because my asthma is so bad when I work out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does your throat close up and everything?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Maybe I should.
Yeah.
That.
And I feel like I'm dying legitimately.
Yeah.
I'm
like, yeah. I have to like step and kneel down and be like, wait a second. Yeah. This requires like 10 minutes. Uh-huh. Like when you were a kid in gym class.
Yes.
You just yes. fucking get me. I can't. I feel so validated. I'm crying.
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe I will start doing that proactively. I think it would help.
Usually it does. Mm. At least for me, mine is activity induced.
Yeah. Me too.
We're going to get.
Yeah. Or pollen. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the worst. Just don't go in the forest, which is sad. The forest is beautiful.
I know.
But my stomach is growling. I'm sorry. Did you pick that up? My bad. Yeah.
I didn't hear it, if that helps.
Really?
No, I didn't.
It was so loud.
I saw that you Twitch stream, at least you did in the past. I saw that you have a Twitch.
You're calling you out?
And
are you calling me out?
No, I was reading your face.
Yeah, that's okay.
You looked guilty a little bit.
I feel guilty.
When did you start streaming on Twitch? How did that like fit into your? Did you like start going to cons or where did it all fit in? Would
yeah.
you say?
With Twitch, I think I started probably in like 2020, like mm-hmm. around the same TikTok time. And I was consistent for a little while. I always had a kind of a problem staying like really, really consistent though. Mm-hmm. That's on me. But I fell off now. I haven't streamed in a long time, except with the occasional like IRL stream. I feel guilty.
Don't feel guilty.
I've got to get
you
back
do
to
so
it.
Much. We all
so do
you. So much.
It's
streaming
hard.
Is a lot of work.
That's the thing. Yeah. I feel like because it's like in real time and like, you know, the requirements, like I was trying to make partner, I didn't, but you know, they require a certain amount of hours and I couldn't do it. It's a lot. And now that I'm here and like, there's just so much more going on, I feel like I don't have the time. And I would like to get back to it. It's fun, but I can't make any promises at the moment, but I will still go to TwitchCon. I still went last year. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to go this year. I forget what the dates are. Will you be attending?
Maybe. I would like to. I don't know what the dates are. But
me neither. We'll figure it out.
I would like to go again. Yeah. It was fun.
It was fun. I love conventions. I think they're great. Yeah. So, I mean, Twitch fits into it with just being social media. And I think my incessant need to be on every single social media platform probably drove me off the edge. So,
yeah. Well, Twitch, like you said, there's no way to, like, schedule content. Like, you have to do your makeup and show up and almost –
it's
like
a whole other job for sure.
Yeah. And do you have to be you have to be on there constantly or you will not,
like, no.
Your momentum there is like really important on Twitch.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, you stream. Yeah. So how are your streams going?
Good. I like just carving out time to play video games actually. So it's just nice to get on there and
It's an excuse to play like video games too. I love that. Mm-hmm. And that's actually like totally reminded me, but like with streaming and every platform pushing it now too, I think that's like, I don't know if you multi-stream, but I think the guidelines allow it now. So when I would stream, it would be like I would crash my computer because I would try to multi-stream on like Twitch and YouTube and TikTok and Instagram all at the same time, and then my computer would be like, no. And I have a powerful PC, but like it was just no. And the vertical plugin to switch to stream to different platforms, and it's just a lot. Mm-hmm. So we might as well get it done. I think two platforms is good though. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like that's good.
Yeah. I saw that they lifted the
it's good.
The platform specific thing. I want to do multi-streaming as well, but I've been having trouble. I just bought a new CPU and I'm installing it today. Thanks. Peril. and I'm excited about that because I have had problems like streaming and playing games at the same time sometimes when they're like too big.
Yeah, it'll be better now, I think. Yeah. The vertical plugin, I think, was really helpful too.
I was going to ask you a little bit about how you handle burnout because you do so many things. Like, I will log on to any social media platform and I feel like I see your content everywhere
I'm
all
really
the time.
Sorry.
No,
I don't want to spam you.
I love your content. It's always fun. Like, it's very positive, uplifting. It
Thanks. I'm going to cry.
Brings people joy, I would say. Not that I'm biased, but I feel like you do so much all the time. And that is such a scary thing, burnout, especially coming off the pandemic. Because if you started doing a lot of it when you had so much time, and now, especially moving, you have, I imagine, less and less time. How is that? How do you navigate that?
I think navigate's a strong word.
Okay.
I think I just wallow in it. Like, if I'm burnt out, I'm sitting on the couch and that's what I'm doing. Like, it's pretty bad. I actually need to work on it. But I think I try to kind of organize my life in a way that, like, maybe certain social platforms I could make content for this day, and then maybe set a limit, because I'm sure you do the same thing, and we just have unrealistic limits for the amount of things that we think we can get done or want to. But it's just, we have to remember we're human, unfortunately. I actually am 300. Don't scratch that.
This is a vampire that we have right here in the flesh.
No, but, you know, it's a lot. And I think if we just structure it in a way that is, like, actually humanly possible, and not robotic, then that helps. But, like, the tequila thing with Anime Expo, that was, like, alcohol burnout. I don't know if that's, like, a thing I can say. But
totally.
Around that time and, like, busier months like that, burnout is so real. And I think I don't even know what I do to get through it. I just, when I can, just stare at a wall, maybe. But like I said, just being proactive about it, I think, is the best thing we can do. And that's how I navigate it, I suppose. But it sucks. Burnout sucks. And then you just get so, like, unmotivated to continue, like, what you're doing, and the love for it kind of goes away. So I would never want, like, my love for, you know, cosplay and horror and creation and content to just leave me. So yeah, I try to avoid it for sure. It's
yeah.
Fun. What about you? What do you do?
Well, that's a lot of, I feel like I was coming to you for tips because
I'm sorry.
Especially after moving. Well,
yeah.
I'll say this, and I'm curious what you think about it since you just moved here too. Moving here really threw me for a loop that I wasn't expecting, in that I had to sort of restructure all of my routines.
Yeah.
And I wasn't really, I don't know, expecting it to be so tough. But I have ADHD. I don't know about you, but I am, like, so used to doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
That when you move to a whole new place with a whole new set of people and access to different things, you kind of have to, like, spend a ton of, like, mental energy figuring out how to do everything again, if that makes sense.
I agree. Like, restructuring your whole life after moving here, because things, I feel like LA doesn't really have, like, a schedule, and things are last minute too. So, like, if you had a content schedule, let's say, like, I don't know if you did, but I think I did back before I moved. I can't remember what I ate for breakfast yesterday. Actually, I don't even eat breakfast, but you get my point.
I do.
Like, having a schedule here is impossible because of, like, events and people and just, like, last minute plans. So yeah, I agree about throwing your life for a loop after moving. And then moving itself is just really difficult with content. Like, I feel like for me, at least, I had to, like, prepare and bulk up even more, because you spend so much time moving, you can't make content when you're moving, and then you're stressed as it is, and then that's burnout. And I understand. I'm sorry that you dealt with that. But I guess it's, like, something we'll always just deal with as part of, like, the job. And I guess I just feel really bad that I don't have any good tips. But
that's okay.
Being proactive, I think, is the best tip. I mean, I think if you, like, know you have a life event coming up, like, burn yourself out before that.
Heard it here first, folks. No, I just am curious, not necessarily, you don't need to come here with tips or anything, but I just was curious how you handle it, because I think
don't.
That we all sort of need to learn from each other whatever we can.
Yeah, I definitely don't handle it. I'm working on it. I'm really working on it.
I get it. Do you feel like you have to be chronically online, though, to sort of know what content to make, like what's trending, like what is exciting right now?
I think that's like, you know, it's a big part of it. I feel like some, like I love doing trends and stuff. And like, if there's like a popular cosplay that I like I'll do it. I won't do like a cosplay if it's like really popular and I just really don't like it. Like, I'm not gonna do it. I just like can't. I don't know why. I just don't want to. Or if like I haven't caught up with the series or like even seen, like I have to watch a little bit of something or like know a little bit about it at least to cosplay it. Like I cosplayed like Makima for Anime IRL a few weeks ago. I don't know when it was, whatever. But I am not caught up on Chainsaw Man whatsoever. Like I've seen part of the first season and I was so guilty. I was like, yes, and I felt so bad because I just like don't, like I know about Makima, but like I don't know enough, I feel like, to cosplay. So like when something is popular, I of course want to, but I feel like I can't. And being chronically online, like we have no separation, I feel like, from work and from life.
Totally.
That's hard and that causes burnout. Yeah, you get me. Yeah, I see the pain in your eyes.
Yeah, can you? Do you? Yeah. Yeah, there's totally a guilt where it's like, okay, well, to relax, if you go on your phone, your brain is kind of in work mode. Yeah. And then if you see, like, you're online, you're scrolling, and you're like, well, I could probably do something else right now. I'll just do it real quick. Or
not being productive.
Yeah.
But I feel, like, inspired by, you know, obviously, like, you and all my friends who just do cosplays and amazing content all the time. But I'm for sure chronically online. It's horrible. I should probably stop.
It's part of the job. It's a hard thing to balance, I would say.
Doom scrolling, and I'm justifying it by being like, this is research.
We're doing research. Yeah, we're looking for audios and things.
I am. That's actually, like, I don't know if you feel this way, but like my content brain, like it actually doesn't stop. I need to work on it because like I cannot be anywhere, like even at dinner, and I'm like, I could make this video here right now, this video, that video, like, but I'm living, I'm just existing, like I can't exist and just enjoy the moment because I'm like, I could make content about this.
Yeah,
everything is content.
I feel that way too. That's how my brain is too. Yeah. Okay. Sort of never turns off. It's like, what is something that I can do about it? But I do think that is like grounds for, we have to, I don't know, turn it off a little bit to sort of recover.
I know that, but it's hard.
But I also think that isn't necessarily a bad thing. I think that as long as you're like in the right company, that is fun. If that's what you guys consider fun, you know what I mean?
I think it's fun.
I think it's fun.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think sometimes it would be nice to not think about doing content every second of my life, but like I love it. That's like, again, related to burnout, like maybe we should turn our brains off for a second. I feel like my brain is actually always off, so like it's got one cell working overtime, but it would be nice to enjoy the moment sometimes with the thinking of content.
Yeah, that's fair. Like right now.
I was gonna say that. Did you see like my thought process? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know. No.
I think we're telepathic.
I think so. Have you ever played that game? Ryan's gonna have flashbacks to this episode I did with Amanda, my roommate. Have you ever played that game where you have to like say the same word?
Like telephone?
No, it's like,
oh no, like
it's
the
like
one
two three, and then you pick a word and then you go 1 2 3 and then you try to get closer and closer.
Yeah. Should we play?
Like, we would be so good at that.
Can we play?
Yeah. You want to?
Okay, tell me how.
Do we
need a subject and then like?
No. It's just 1 2 3 and then a random word, any word.
Well, now the pressure's on. Now I don't know what to say.
And then we say 1 2 3 again, and then we try to connect those two words.
Okay, so we don't have to match at the beginning.
No.
Okay. It's I already have my word scene. Because there's literally a can of hairspray like right behind your head, so it's really hard to not think about that.
Okay.
Is that hairspray? That's spray paint.
Yeah.
Or hairspray.
She's golden too.
Wait, which one is it?
It's, I don't know which one that one is, but it's supposed to be reminiscent of the yellow Got to Be hairspray,
yes,
which is like the wig making hairspray.
Yeah. Used to use that in the scene days too.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a choice.
Yeah.
I'm surprised my lungs are okay.
I've been too scared to chuck mine out, to be honest.
Oh no. Continue. Okay, should we do it? But now I can't say hairspray because I've already said it.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm scared.
You ready?
Okay.
Whenever you. Okay.
One, two, three, light microphone.
Bulb. Light bulb and microphone.
Okay.
Okay.
So we have to get closer, you're saying, to the same word.
Yeah.
Okay. One, two, three, lighting.
Office.
Oh. Okay. One, two, three, pencil. You didn't say anything.
I didn't have anything. I wasn't ready.
I feel like this game would be really fun intoxicated.
Yeah, it is really fun intoxicated.
Okay, I feel like we could probably do this all day, so maybe I'll stop. Yeah. But it's fun.
It's okay. That was just a practice round. Okay. Just a practice round. No worries.
That was so bad. I did a terrible job. Don't let me be game master.
Okay. No. It's okay. We'll do it again.
Okay.
We'll redeem ourselves. No.
Okay.
Maybe for the Patreon segment, we'll do it again.
I like it.
Okay.
Something is poking me in the eye. I'm really sorry. I'm like staring at you in the eyes. I'm like poking my eye.
Yeah. Are you okay?
No.
Do you need to go to the bathroom?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Sometimes it just happens.
Okay.
Anyway.
It's, I feel like the wearing the big eyelashes sometimes, you're like, oh, there it is.
Yeah. It's just like... happen sometimes, or if there's like a hair or a lash piece sticking out of it, and just like we'll poke you in the eye constantly. Mm-hmm. But I love them. What can I say?
Honestly, okay. Same.
It's fine. Continue. I'm listening.
I just want to know if you have any exciting projects coming up, cosplay, cons, etc.
Yeah.
In the year.
We are. Yeah. We have lots of exciting things. Anime Las Vegas soon, next week. Anime Expo, of course. And a podcast of my own, which I will be forcing you to be on.
Exciting.
Well, I won't force you, but please.
Consider me forced.
Yay. Amazing. Yeah. So stay tuned for that. And then, I don't know, many other exciting things that have not been thought of yet, but will occur maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Early October content.
Early October. Yeah. Yeah.
Is the podcast going to be a video podcast? Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Do you have a name yet? Or are you waiting to announce it?
Debating on the finalizing that currently. But yeah, soon it'll be up and running. Probably a month or so.
If you guys have any ideas for Raven's podcast name, leave them below.
Yeah. I mean, there's just working on it, finalizing. So we'll see. I'm just not in love with any certain one yet, so that's me being indecisive. It's bad.
I get it.
Yeah, it's really bad, but it's fine. It'll be good. It'll be up and running soon. I'll like have the whole set.
Don't worry.
Like, you just have can't decide. Time. Yeah. It'll be fine.
I get it. Anything well, thank you so much.
Just kidding.
Oh,
nope. I was gonna ask you if you had anything exciting, but you want to kick me off. I get it.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I never want to kick you off, but I see that red light that's telling me to hurry the fuck up. Don't look at it.
No, it's okay. I'm sorry. I did not mean to interrupt you.
No, anyway. I'm kidding. I just have more fantastic episodes of this fantastic podcast coming out. That's what I'm up to. I'm actually, so I didn't mention this because I mention it in every episode. I'm sure
mention
people are going to get, he put the rainbow RGB on.
It's my fault. You can blame me.
Please. One thing that I'm very excited about is that, so I've, part of my burnout has been just not wanting to be sort of in front of the camera. I've been doing voice acting.
That's amazing.
Taking like classes and stuff. And I am going to be the spooky, scary villain in a video game that's coming out this year. I'm very excited about that.
So that's coming. I'm so excited for you.
Thanks.
I can't wait to see you.
That's my fun thing I'm looking forward to.
Well, I'm looking forward to it too for you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being here.
Watch the podcast. Or else.
Or we're going to beat you up because we're threatening.
Yeah.
See this? Threatening ant.
Yes.
Tell everybody how to find you on the internet if they don't already know where you are.
You can find me at Raven Grimm with two eyes, or backwards at Grim Raven with also two eyes. And that is it. Please don't entertain the scam pages. Thank you.
Oh my God. Yes.
So bad. Anyway, thank you so much.
Speaking of scam pages and crazy online things that happen, have you ever had anybody come to you and say that they've been like talking to you and you guys are married or